This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Are you going to watch President Biden's State of the Union address tonight?
President Biden delivers his State of the Union address Thursday night. He's expected to promote his vision for a second term and warn voters that Republican Donald Trump would be a dangerous alternative.
The AP's Donna Warder. Donald Trump slams President Biden for inflation, the situation at the border, and crime in the cities. Both men will be campaigning over the next few days. President Biden holding events in Pennsylvania on Friday and Georgia on Saturday. Donald Trump, too, will be campaigning in Georgia on Saturday. A United Airlines flight from Houston to Fort Myers, Texas, had to turn around last night after an engine caught fire. The plane landed safely in Houston. The passengers put on another plane to Fort Myers. Some high-profile crimes in New York City's subway system. Now the governor's sending in the National Guard.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says that she will deploy 750 members of the National Guard and 250 state troopers and transit officers to help the New York Police Department check bags at the subway entrances to better protect those in the subway system.
They shouldn't worry about whether someone's going to brandish a knife or gun.
The governor's security plan also includes a legislative proposal to ban people from trains for 3 years if they are convicted of assaulting a subway passenger.
Anyone looking to do harm or spread fear on our subways, you will be caught, plain and simple. There will be consequences. This has to end. New Yorkers deserve no less.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Millions of Americans from Kansas to Texas will see some severe weather today. Thunderstorms with large hail and strong winds. China says its rise is making the U.S. nervous. It's criticizing Washington for adding more Chinese companies to its sanctions list. This is AP News. Nikki Haley's dropped out of the race for the Republican presidential nomination. The AP's Julie Walker with a deep dive on this.
It may not have been what Nikki Haley supporters were hoping to hear as she took the stage in her home state.
The time has now come to suspend my campaign.
Haley losing big on Super Tuesday, only winning Vermont, telling supporters she wanted to give Americans a chance to have their voices heard, and she did that.
I have no regrets.
One announcement that did not come, an endorsement of Donald Trump.
It is now up to Donald Trump to earn the votes of those in our party and beyond it who did not support him. And I hope he does that.
Haley did congratulate Trump on becoming the presumptive Republican nominee and said the country is too precious to let differences divide us. I'm Julie Walker.
Congressman Dean Phillips of Minnesota ended his Democratic presidential run yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.